Shalom to all! Today we're going to learn Maseches Shabbos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Ches, and Mishnah Tes. And today's Mishnahs are being learned B'schos Rav Shlomo Zalman of Zugasar, Ma'asiyat V'choyetz Chalotzeim. They should be gebenched with a Sachat Slocha and Siat Dishmai, good health, Parnasa B'Shefa, and Cult of Sela, and B'schos, Esther Bas Rachel. She should be zechah to find Receive a Gehagun B'Kar of Mamish. And now we have the last of the two Mishnahs where we have Machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, whether one is allowed to do something before Shabbos, even though that's going to continue into Shabbos. So Mishnah Ches tells us Beis Shammai, Emer Beis Shammai says, Ain Noisnin Iris La'Abdon. One is not allowed to give hides to the one that's going to tan them. And he's not allowed to give clothing to a non-Jewish clothing launderer, meaning he's not allowed to bring his clothing to the dry cleaners, unless there's enough time for this to be done before Shabbos. That's because if his clothing are going to be cleaned on Shabbos, or if his hides are going to be tanned on Shabbos by this non-Jew, it's going to look like he told him to do this on Shabbos, and obviously that's usur. And the Mishnah concludes with a kulon, and with all of these, meaning not just with this Mishnah, already starting with everything that we mentioned in Mishnah Hey, Beis Hillel Matir Neim HaShamesh, Beis Hillel allows him to do this as long as the sun is still in the sky. And moving on to Mishnah Tes, just continuing to talk about laundering clothing, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Noigin Hayu Beis Abba, my father's household had the minhag, it was their practice, this is what they did, Shehayu Nisen Klei Lavan L'Kavis Ovi Kachavim, Shloisha Yom Kaidim L'Shabbos. They would give their white clothing to the non-Jewish clothing launderer 3 days before Shabbos. They were very machmir. They didn't want their clothing to be washed by the non-Jewish launderer on Shabbos, so they made sure to drop their clothing off at the dry cleaner with ample time before Shabbos. Why specifically are we saying 3 days? That's because we're talking about white clothing is more challenging to clean, so therefore it has to be dropped off 3 days before Shabbos. Now here we're going to conclude with something that both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree on, V'shavin Elu V'elu, both of them agree, Shetoinin Kairis Beis Habad V'gule Hagas, the one is allowed to load up the beams of the oil press and of the wine press before Shabbos. Now what they would do before making olive oil or wine is that they would first crush the olives and the grapes. Afterwards, they would take these very heavy beams and place them on the olives or the grape, and this would put added pressure on the grapes and olives, so then even more oil and juice would come out of them. Now, the reason why Beis Shammai agrees that this is permitted to do Erev Shabbos, even though the action is going to be continued into Shabbos, is because even if this was done on Shabbos, it would only be an Isser D'Rabbanan. Beis Shammai only asers doing something Erev Shabbos, which is going to go into Shabbos, if that thing itself done on Shabbos would be an Isser D'Oraisa. But since this would only be an Isser D'Rabbanan, he permits it. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Yud and Yud Aleph. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.